Well, turning our attention back to yesterday's budget speech for a moment, and no surprise in the fact that we saw steep sin taxes being introduced, but will this affect those with substance use disorders? We know South Africa has one of the highest rates of alcohol abuse in the world. Experts say an 8% increase in taxes on cigarettes and alcohol is unlikely to make any difference to that. We're joined now by Audrey Vermeulen. She's the National Director of the South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. Audrey, consumers are going to have to dig even deeper to afford the guilty pleasures of tobacco and wine, for instance. Do you see this having any impact on usage?
Hi, Amy, thank you for this opportunity. Yes, we know that some of the research shows us that consumers do tend to use less, you know, of alcohol because there's the sin tax, and in other countries they've shown that in Russia, for instance, that you can have a positive impact, but you can't only do sin tax without other interventions, you know, so one needs to look at this holistically and look at other measures that can be put in place, not only looking from a financial point of view, you know, but also looking at things, for instance, more public education around safer drinking practices, you know, and really making the public aware of their drinking habits and how to ensure that it doesn't become a problem where they need treatment.
I think we really witnessed the extent of the problem in South Africa during lockdown when these products were banned and the number of trauma cases in hospitals dropped so drastically.
Definitely, we saw that. It was a direct effect, and we saw that especially if you look at Baragwanath in Soweto over New Year's Eve, where none of the trauma cases was related to alcohol, where in previous years it was quite extensive. So, and we saw as soon as the ban was lifted, how we started seeing the increase again in our trauma units. So definitely there's a direct link between that and the excessive use or the risky use of alcohol.
Audrey, if someone you love is battling with addiction, what's the best way to handle it? We always hear that you can't help an addict unless they are ready to help themselves.
Yes, I think that is also something that we will try and educate people around to say, don't wait too late. You know, if you're going to wait until the person is ready, they might never get there. You know, so rather from the beginning, express your concerns, sit with them, come from a place of love, have an open heart. We call them courageous conversations. You know, really talk to them about what is going on. And we believe that even a 5-minute intervention also from a healthcare professional can also make a difference to make people realize they need to change their behavior, and that their behaviors is not as positive as it could be.
Thanks. That's Audrey Vermeulen from SANCA there, saying that they welcome the 8% increase in sin taxes, but it's not enough on its own.